Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. We're on a throwback Thursday, so we are getting close to the end of the week. Let's get the good of the day.
I got to give it to the New York City Health Department.
All right, what did they do?
Obviously, they've been doing a lot during the pandemic.
Right.
You know, I mean, we all know about the 7 p.m. clap. I don't know if they're still doing that, but at 7 p.m. every night, everyone in New York City goes to their balconies, claps and cheers for all the health officials who've been working overtime.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I'm going to highlight a different part. The health officials have put out some recommendations. And I don't know if you remember, we talked about this about a month ago, but they suggested that if you were going to engage in a certain activity, that you wear masks.
That's right. Yeah.
First it was don't do anything with someone outside your own household. Like that's forbidden. And then it was, well, if you're going to do that, do it with masks on.
Right.
Well, they've came out with a new list of guidelines. Now that things are starting to loosen up again, and they're proposing a lot of things I never thought things would be proposed by health officials. And one of the main things that they proposed was group activity.
Group activity.
Group activity.
All right. What does that look like?
Well, I can't describe it to you.
Right, but at the same time.
I guess group activity is...
This might be the most vaguest good we've ever had.
It is, because I really don't want to go into too much detail. It just struck me as funny that, I guess, I mean, you know what? It's basically let your freak flag fly.
I guess so, right? I guess so. Yeah. Do they feel comfortable doing, like, just coming out and saying this stuff, too?
Not only do they feel comfortable, it's printed. Handing out pamphlets guidelines of things you should do, things you shouldn't do. I mean, they're still recommending masks. But they're letting go of, like, well, if you're with your partner, I guess you don't have to do masks. And there's certain activities that they still don't want you to do because of the fear of the spread of coronavirus.
Sure.
But they also know that you've been cooped up in your house for way too long. And these are maybe some of the safe activities that you could do.
Right.
With your, I guess, your circle.
That's very great. Great. Now people are, I don't want to get into, I wanted to get into the public response, but I don't know if I want to do that.
I don't know if, I'm going to say it's mixed.
I can imagine.
I think there's some that are extremely happy, and then there are others that, yeah, probably
all right,
not.
Good job, Department of Health.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is HBO Max.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday.
I'm all in on HBO Max. I still haven't purchased it yet because they've been just having one issue after another.
Now, what is HBO Max compared to like HBO Go?
HBO Max, you don't have to be a subscriber. Like with HBO Go, you have to subscribe through your cable company.
Got it. And then you can get, you can watch The Wire anytime you want.
Right.
Or The Sopranos anytime you want.
HBO Max is its own streaming service, which seems to be where everybody's at. I mean, everyone has a stream service that you can pay for now. Like CBS,
right.
NBC just announced that recently, the Peacock, you have Disney Channel, Hulu, Amazon. HBO Max is getting into that game as well, where you can buy the stream and download it and just watch all the HBO movies, all the HBO TV shows, plus special content that they have bought over the years, like, you know, Friends. I think they bought The Office.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You know, they bought the complete season of Friends. We talked about them, I believe, last week about Looney Tunes.
They took away the guns.
Instead,
that's
now
right.
Elmer Fudd will be chasing Bugs Bunny around with a scythe.
Well done.
Which is what the Grim Reaper. But the latest, besides them not being able to go on all the streaming platforms, like if you have Amazon Prime, you still can't get HBO Max. If you have, I think it's Roku. Is that one?
Roku, yeah.
Roku.
Yep.
You still can't get HBO Max. And if you do download it, they've had issues where the system has crashed and things like that. It basically, it hasn't been as smooth as Disney Plus. When Disney Plus launched, the only technical difficulty they had was the first day when everyone was on it at the same time.
All right, so the bad of HBO Max is
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
Now, I believe this was a story you saw, right?
Right.
So apparently with Gone with the Wind, they pulled Gone with the Wind because I guess, and I didn't see this, I'm betting you didn't either because you don't have HBO Max, but I guess they had a censored version of Gone with the Wind.
They had a censored version of Gone with the Wind?
A censored version of Gone with the Wind to take out a lot of the racial negativity.
Got it.
Of the movie. And people were up in arms over that, and rightfully so. I mean, they should be up in arms. Yes, there's a lot of racial tension in Gone with the Wind. There's a lot of racism in Gone with the Wind. Some words that we shouldn't have in movies or in the public ever. But that's what makes Gone with the Wind, Gone with the Wind. It's a movie about that era, about the Civil War era.
Exactly. It's about the Civil War. It's about the South and the Civil War.
Yeah. It's about slavery. It's about, you know, the mistreatment of African Americans back in the 1860s.
So they had a censored version of it, but they then pulled it.
They then pulled it because, and they're going to re-release it again like a month from now because they want to have like a little vignette beforehand. To, you know, say, hey, we're showing this film in its original showing or viewing. You know, we don't condone this and that. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it feels like there's a few people who complained about it and HBO pulled the plug.
Yeah, that's what I get the feeling of. Like, I mean, Hattie McDaniel won an Academy Award for this movie in 1940.
I mean, the movie,
she won an Academy Award.
It's a benchmark movie in film history.
Exactly.
And I don't even know what part was censored or how it was censored. I don't know if they left scenes out, if they cut things out, if they just, you know how like when you watch a movie where you know there's bad words. Like, for instance, I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off with my son a couple of days ago, and they kept saying, Ferris Bueller was talking to Cameron going, you know, it's like, oh, your car is a piece of tin.
Right.
And we know in the film version, he doesn't say piece of tin.
Right.
So was that the kind of thing where they just dubbed a word over certain dialogue during that time?
It's possible.
I don't know. I
don't know.
It's a movie that it's an untouchable movie. I know we've talked about that. There's certain films that you just don't ever remake. You don't touch. You show it in its entirety.
Yeah. And I also think that it's better to have a movie like that and then have a discussion about it rather than try to polish it up.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? Like pretend, I don't know. I mean, it seems better to have a kind of a dialogue about it rather than just sort of messing around with it.
Or pretend that it never existed.
And pretend that it never existed. Right.
I mean, that's the issue. You can't pretend that that didn't happen because then that's an injustice.
Right, sure.
We got to move on from that and show how can we be better than that.
Yeah, it's just that seems, I don't know. It's just so,
I don't know. I don't know what this vignette is going to prove or show that's going to make it any better. But I mean, Gone with the Wind is an iconic movie.
It's iconic. It's one of the top movies of all time. It's one of the top movies of all time.
Yeah.
And I think I wonder what the backlash to pulling the movie has been compared to the backlash that they were getting when they aired the censored version. Like now that the news is that they're pulling it, I wonder what they're feeling from the general public about pulling it rather than, oh, you know, when they first were cleaning it up. But I'll be curious because that seems like more people are like really ticked off about that they pulled it from, HBO Max. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
I can't believe I'm going to tell you this.
All right.
This happened in Pakistan. A donkey was arrested for being part of a gambling ring.
A donkey?
A donkey.
All right, there's got to be a fun little story that goes along with this.
Just a donkey was arrested for participating in gambling.
So the donkey was laying down bets? Like, was he drinking heavily and going, oh, I can't believe this?
I don't know. I mean, it was arrested alongside with eight people who were, you know, had a gambling thing going on in one of the villages in Pakistan. I'm going to assume it's a village.
So when you say arrest, like, was the donkey just taken away?
Hauled off to jail.
Hauled off to prison.
There's video of, I guess, these would be Pakistani police coming to take the donkey away.
So if you're gambling in Pakistan, it's such a crime that they take everybody and everything.
Anyone who had anything to do with that, I don't know.
Like, let's say you're shooting craps in the back alley.
And the donkey's tapping his hoof?
Yeah, and the donkey's just hanging out, just being like, wow, this is really cool. Hope you get the six. Hope you make the point. And the police come. They just go, I don't care. Donkey, I don't care. Pigeon. I don't care what's there. You bring everybody in on the gambling. Everybody goes to jail. Like, yeah, but it's a donkey. I don't care. We are making a statement to the public. Is that kind of what's going on?
I guess. I mean, it's a bad habit for a donkey to have.
Yeah, you don't want to. You know,
this donkey is. I mean, you know, the downside of a gambling donkey is not good.
No,
I mean,
because
he's broke,
you know,
down on his luck on the streets. I mean, what's a donkey going to do?
Mrs. Donkey's got to hide the money. You know, she's got to make sure that the rent is paid.
He's got to know he's not as revered as the cow.
That's right.
They hold cows sacred in that part of the region. I know more so in India. I'm assuming maybe Pakistan because of their neighbors.
Got to be a little careful with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think they have no problems offing a donkey.
That's funny.
It's not only to be outdone. I mean, they had another issue once, too, where a Pakistani villager, I don't have much on this story, but a Pakistani villager urged India to return its spy pigeon.
Had a spy pigeon?
They had a spy pigeon.
That's great.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I didn't know we were still using wildlife.
Maybe they're doing things a little bit better than us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you had a pigeon as a spy, you would never suspect it.
No, I mean,
it's just, you know, you see it sitting there in the park and you're just like, it's an annoying. It's like a rat with wings.
Unless, of course, my job was to figure out what you would use to be a spy.
Right.
Right. Like if my job was like, all right, they would use pigeons. Really? Yeah, they would. Trust me. So,
yeah,
that's pretty amazing. That would be like if you there was somebody having like a drug ring or something and you arrested a dog, a cat and the parakeet.
Well, you know,
and
maybe
like, I'm bringing all the animals in.
Since you brought that up, you remember what was it? Hangover 2.
Hangover 2. That was the one in Bangkok.
Remember they had a monkey that was a drug dealer,
right?
And we've seen some viral videos of there was that one monkey that was riding a motorcycle, hopped off of it, and snatched a baby.
That's true.
Snatched a kid. So maybe there's more to this than we know.
Maybe there is.
We're just being sheltered.
Yeah.
And shielded from what animals really are. Maybe PETA needs to find out about this.
That's a good point.
Because maybe PETA won't be so up in arms.
All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb. We're at a throwback Thursday. We'll talk some golf coming up as the PGA Tour returns. It's going to be at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll be talking to Will Gray from the Golf Channel about that and what it will look like. That is coming up as we continue along on Wake Up Call.